Yesterday, we've gotten to the Mishnah. We're going to start again from the second Mishnah on 89b, Peitas of the days. Dr. Mishnah, Kainim Shani Nana La Abba La Bicha, Maisani Apicha. A woman bans herself from having Hanah from his father or her father if she does something for him. Or Shani Nana Slach, Imani Aisa Pe Abba Babi Alicha. Or I won't have pleasure from you if I do something for your parents, Harazeh Yafar. Now, again, the Rush brought a different Girsa, Harazeh Lo Yafar. The reason the Rush brought a different Girsa is, in both cases, the nether can be avoided. Don't do something for your husband. I mean, do something for your husband and forget about your in-laws and parents, and that's okay, because we're going like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaisi, that holds that it's not eating nefesh. Or, don't do something for your parents, and you won't become us and your husband. So both of these Nadarim are avoidable. So just avoid them. That's what Rabbi Yehazim admits with Gairus. So let's read the Rush. Dr. Rush, Kainim Shani Nana La'aba L'Avicha, Moishani Apicha, Zer Lo Yafer, Shetasa L'Baila, let her work for her husband, V'loy Tehandel, Aviv L'Avia, V'av Dvarim Shebeinoi L'Beino, L'Havi. Right, there's a way to avoid the netter. You can go through life without affecting your husband. Work for your husband and don't worry about your parents or in-laws. Or don't work for your parents and in-laws and you won't be answered to your husband. These are avoidable nadarim. Zu divrei, this is Gersh's Rabbi Eliezer. However, b'chol ha'svarim kastavar zeh yafer. In the other svarim it says he can be mefer. And that is, k'rad asi k'rabbonim d'rab nasan. There's a machloikus that we're going to be having immediately after the Mishnah, which is, if the netter wasn't chal yet, can he be made for it? Because the tanai is a beinoi lebeina. Right? Or the netter is a beinoi lebeina. Meaning, either way, can he be made for it? The Rabbanan say yes. The kibbutz anosra banosra via. V'avi v'ideshi oisul lebeina. Why is the tanai a beinoi lebeina? What's wrong if she makes the condition that if she works for him, she's awesome for them? So work for him. There won't be any Beinoi Lebeina. Gnai hu labao. That's unseemly for the Baal. It's a dvarm to Beinoi Lebeina. The husband feels like he's being used. If I work for you, I'm also your father. Hello? It's a gnai. And therefore, he can be made for it right now because the tanai is Beinoi Lebeina. Now, not everybody agrees to that. Rav Nathan holds. So what if the tanai is Beinoi Lebeina? The nether is not. You can't be made for it. Rabbanan hold, as long as the Tanai is made noy lebeina, you can be made for it. So therefore, this Mishnah would be like the Rabbanan. That's what the Rush is saying. Zogt Gemara v'Eiter Tanya. In the second case, the netter is made noy lebeina. Now granted, she can avoid it by not working for his father or her father, but since the netter is a made noy lebeina, he can be made for it even before she keeps the Tanai. And again, the question is why? L'chayre the Tanai is not made noy lebeina. It's not, it's just, question. If I do something for your parents, right, if I do something for your parents, then...
So let her not be
Mekayim the Tanai.
And he won't be able to...
And he won't be...
Or he doesn't need to make
her. And then he won't need to be made for, right?
Question.
One second. So the question, okay. The answer to that, I'm not sure, I'll be honest, I'm not sure. I'm not sure why the second case... Because the Rush holds that every Tanai, in order to be made for when there's a Tanai, it's because the Tanai is either Inui Nefesh or Beinoi Lebeina. Now here, the second case, if I work for your father or my father, you will become Aser. So the Neder is a Neder, that's a Beinoi Lebeina, but the Neder hasn't kicked in yet. Yet, the Mishnah says he can be made for her, unless you say that the Mishnah's case is if she... I don't know. The answer is I don't know. Yes. What? It's a gnai that she made such a netter, so it's already beinoi lebeina. Maybe. Could be. That's the difference in inu nefesh. But inu nefesh, it has to be inu nefesh. The fact that it's going to become inu nefesh is not enough. But this is Beinoi Lebeina, could be the netter about him, even though she made it a Tanai, is already considered Beinoi Lebeina. Well, right, Reb Nosson argues, Reb Nosson holds he can't be made for it, the netter didn't kick in yet. Rabbanon say, since the neder is a beino lebeino, maybe you're right. Makes sense. Yes, doctor.
In a situation like this, where we've got a neder which is contingent upon a potential future activation, does anyone say that the neder holds in limbo until the activation, and actually the activation per se is Yom Shemoah?
That's why we're learning the next few lines in Gemara. Tanya.
Okay, thank you very much.
Tanya she'eini nenes la'aba lo'vicha ma'ni'aisa l'picha, which is a repeat of the first case of the Mishnah. Reb Nosson Eimer lo yafer. Reb Nosson says there's no neder yet. There's no neder, and therefore he has no right to be mefer, and he doesn't take the fact that the condition is a gnai enough for him to be made for the neder. Because the condition is the gnai, the neder is not a gnai. And therefore, go serve your husband, and you'll be aser and aben avicha, and therefore what? And Rabbi Hanumanim yafer, because they view this neder as having a beinoi lebeinoi aspect, because the tnai creates friction, and therefore, the fact that he was used as the tnai is enough beinoi lebeinoi. That's the case of the first case. Well, yeah. From that's the name of lo yafer. Zok derash, perish. Lo yafer ata. L'chol zman shle atzis at lipi baylo l'neser b'anasam. Derash on the beginning of the Gemara. It says Gemara. I don't have line the same as you, so there's no way we identify. Rav Nassan Eimer lo yafer, perish. Lo yafer ato, can't be made for it now. The chol zman shle asas lufi baila, lo nasher banasa. The sabar of Nassan, ain't a made for achiyoko haneder. Abo achar shle asas lufi baila, lo nasher banasa. Now here the Rosh is saying a chiddush. So let's say she works for the husband. And now she becomes asher in the hanoah of her father. Right? It's not beinoi lebeinoi. So she's asher in the hanoah of her father. So she's asher in the hanoah of her shver. Why is that beinoi lebeinoi? So from the rush, matzi mefer. That means shaper dvarim she beinoi lebeinoi, because they're preciously ill. Because since he was the trigger, that's beinoi lebeinoi. Except Rav Nosson holds, it's only a gnai if he triggers it. And the Chachamim hold, since it would be a gnai, if he triggers it, it can be made for right away. Meaning, let me explain. The gnai is not that she said, if I serve you, it becomes usher. It's when she serves him and becomes usher, then she's used him in a gnai fashion. Not the fact that she said it. Saying things is not a gnai, necessarily. What makes it a gnai, the Rosh is saying, is if she goes and serves him, and now the neder kicked in because she served him. That means she used him to trigger an eder. That's beinoi lebeinoi. He was used. The fact that she said the tnai doesn't mean anything. But if she did it, then it can be made for. I now is not affecting. Yeah, it is, because she used him to trigger an eder. Using him to trigger an eder is beinoi lebeinoi. Except Rabbanan say, since she made it a condition, that's already beinoi lebeinoi, because she set it up. She's going to do the tnai. She's going to serve him, but she has to. And she's using him, even though she hasn't used him yet. It's enough to be made for the neder. Whereas Rabbi Nosson says the neder wasn't chal. It's when the neder is chal because he was used, that's when it becomes a beinoi lebeinoi.
You can't be made for tonight.
That's what he's saying. That's the machlokes of Nosson and Rabbanan. Bein lefarish Rabbi Nosson suffered l'havi dvarim sh'beinoi lebeinoi. You could have said, if not what I just said, the Rav Nosson holds, it's not beinoi lebeinoi. He's arguing the premise. Using a husband for tanai is not a beinoi lebeinoi. Right? And therefore, that's a very simple explanation. Is this beinoi lebeinoi or not? Nothing to do with tanai. Dr. Rush, you know why I can't say that, Chad? Because him came in Nalul Amaroi, the Rav Nosson Savre, and the Mevach Yochan Eder. Because the Gemara walks away saying Rav Nosson argues in our Mishnah. And he said you can't be made for until the neder is chal. If he's arguing whether this is beinoi lebeinoi, it's a different machlokes. Again, we have a case. The lady said, I won't have pleasure from my parents or your parents if I work for you. Now, why should he be able to be made for this neder? She can work for him. She won't have anah from his parents. There's nothing wrong with that, according to Reb Yaitzi. It's not Inui Nefesh, and it's not Beinoi Lebeina. So she won't have an Alma Mitzvah. Teretz is, the Beinoi Lebeina here is what she, the trigger. The trigger is a Beinoi Lebeina. That's how the Rush learns. The fact that she, that Neder is triggered through his, her serving him is Beinoi Lebeina. Zogim the Rabbanon. It doesn't have to be triggered. The fact that if she does it, it triggers, is enough for it to be made for the Neder now, before she triggered it. It didn't become a Beinoi Lebeina yet. It becomes a Beinoi Lebeina when she uses him as the trigger. She did not use him yet. Reb Nachman says, it's only when she uses him that it's a Beinoi Lebeina. Now, the Rosh says there's a very other simple explanation that we could have given. We could have given the Machlokes, is using a husband as a trigger Beinoi Lebeina? Very plain Machlokes. She's not answering him. She's using him as a trigger. Who says that's Beinoi Lebeina? Maybe that's what Reb Nachman argues about. That would have been a much simpler explanation. Instead of making this a global machloikas of whether you can be made for something but it's still in Tanai stage, make the machloikas, is this Beinoi Lebeina or not? So to rush, then the Gemara would have no right to say the Reb Nachman holds you can't be made for when it's a Tanai. Then he's not saying that. And the Gemara says he is saying that. Therefore, it must be that the Gemara understood that it's not a machloikas whether this is Beinoi Lebeina. It's a machloikas whether that makes a difference. That's what the Rosh says. I have no proof in Reb Nachman, but I see the way the Gemara deals with it. So that means the Gemara is telling me that they're not arguing whether this is a Beinoi Lebeina. They're arguing whether it's not used yet. Is it, can you be made from? So we learn Pshat and Reb Nachman from what the Gemara says, not from our own understanding of Reb Nachman. Yes? Interesting kasha that Rishonim say. You're asking a good question. Does this have anything to do with Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Kiva that we learned yesterday that you made for, or 2 days ago, can you be made for the day she says it or the day when it kicks in? However, many Rishonim say that it does, some Rishonim learn that this whole is going like Rabbi Kiva, that it has to do with when it kicks in. Except Tanai is different. Right? The Tanai is a Beinoi Lebeina, which is up to her, whereas there, it was something that was beyond her control. When I get married, when I get divorced, nothing to do with her. This is when I do. So therefore they say it's different. Here it could be everybody agrees that you can or can't be made for before the netter kicks in. Meaning everybody agrees you go by netter kicking in. But the fact that it's up to her and she used it as a tnai, it's different than she made it depend on something that's out of her control.
What?
But the Rishonim asked you a question. Yes?
Why are they dragging the her father?
That's the case of the Mishnah. Makes no difference. Just picking close relatives.
But the only one that really is related to the father.
Who cares? That doesn't make a Beinoi Lebeina either. There's no Beinoi Lebeina on her not having an offer from his father.
That part is on his father-in-law also?
No. Again. There is no Beinoi Lebeina if she bans herself from anybody in the world besides her husband.
Okay. Tonight it's only on the father, the husband being the trigger.
Exactly.
You know,
doesn't bother us that it's his father. Makes no difference. She's not mechuyev to get along with her father-in-law. And that's not Beinoi Lebeina.
And when she actually serves her father or his father.
No, she's not. She's serving him. That'll trigger that netter in the first case.
It's not the tie that she made.
If I serve you, I will not be able to serve, have an offer from your mother. That's the first case. The second case is your case. If I serve them, I will be ushering you.
When can you make the second case?
Can you
make right away?
Right away. According to the Rabbi Yossi, not according to Rabbi Yossi. The netter hasn't kicked in yet. But the netter is a Beinoi Lebeina.
Nothing holds like in that case.
Can't be made for until she serves the parents. Not Beinoi Lebeina yet. Didn't kick in. If she serves him, that's right, that's going on the next case. So I'm thinking about the Mishnah, the Brisa brings another case. The Tulanim and Ayyudim, Imisham Shasech, we had this case. She bans herself in intimacy with everybody in the world if I have intimacy with you. By the way, he's included in the netter. Because why else would she ban herself with intimacy? We explained this earlier. She's not allowed to have intimacy with anybody anyway. So usually, even though Yehuda might not mean her husband usually, but here it means her husband. So basically she's saying, I'm banned in intimacy from everybody in the world, including you, if I have intimacy with you once. And that's what I'm a lo yafer. The netter has not kicked in yet. The chachamim, I'm a yafer. And the chachamim say he could be mefer, because the tanai has in her nefesh. Not if I live with you, you will trigger a ban on intimacy. Rashi. If she lives with him one time, she'll be answer ever. The Baal B'Klal Yehudim, he said. Right? In this case, Baal is included in the word Yehudim. She answered herself from having intimacy with him, right? If she had intimacy once. Now, the Isser hasn't kicked in yet, but it's all Beinoi L'Beina. Therefore, Reb Nachman says, wait till the netter kicks in. And the Chacham say, you might as well be made for now, because this is all Beinoi L'Beina.
Why don't the Chacham say, you're not to be married, like we said before? She doesn't work, but she decides to
work. Oh, so the Gemara asked that question. The Gemara said she worded it in a way that the Sheba doesn't kick in. She banned herself from intimacy. She couldn't say, I ban you from intimacy with me, because she has a Sheba. But if she makes herself banned, then the Shibud can't override that. She can't say, I'm banning you from me. But she can ban herself from pleasure of intimacy. It's like banning the sukkah.
When we brought this to this piece to make being a riot or a fun on where the Tashmish was,
Correct.
And we said we didn't come out with an answer.
No, because it's going back to B.I.C.
B.I.C.
I'll just bend on the banana, nothing to do with the Nefesh.
So, what is when he said being made fair,
Ben Alabana.
But he's only being made for his case.
But that's all, we're not interested in that. Go back to that, so you're there, we can learn it there. We don't have, there's not a gay here.
I'm just going to clarify this.
Yes. Yes. Something in my writer.
There's nothing to be made for. That's what he's saying.
Correct. He can't do it yet because it's not here yet. Correct.
And Chachamim,
since it's conditional, you can be made for it before the conditions get.
Is she allowed to?
What?
Is she allowed to ban her husband or herself from having Tashmish?
She allowed to ban herself. I mean, is he allowed to? Would the Rav tell her it's a good idea? No. But is it work? Yes.
No, the husband can't make this matter because he's chayav to...
She is just as chayav as he is.
And why does it work?
Because she's not banning him. She's banning herself.
What do you mean,
I'm his. He has only...
Again, we'll try one more time. I tried to explain this a minute ago. Let me try one more time. Again. A woman cannot say, I will not have, I ban you from my intimacy.
But she can say that herself to him.
She can say, I don't want to have pleasure from intimacy. It happens to affect him. But she never mentioned him in the netter.
But she included him in the netter.
Again, she included herself in the netter. He's a consequence. She didn't say, I ban you. She said, I ban myself from intimacy ever. Again, can a person ban himself from sukkah?
No.
Yes.
I thought he can't because it's a mitzvah derived.
He didn't say, I won't sit in the sukkah. He said, I can't have pleasure from a sukkah.
Is pleasure different than sitting in a sukkah?
No. The difference is that he didn't confront the mitzvah. He banned the item.
I see.
He can't make a shvu, I won't sit in the sukkah. Because that's going on him. He has an obligation to sit in the sukkah. He can ban the item from being used.
Then what happens come Sukkot?
He can't sit there. The item is a banned item. A neder can answer the item. A woman can answer herself. She is the item.
He's not
over anything. It's her problem. Again, she banned herself. It's her problem. By the way, he can divorce her and not give her a tzibah. She's obligated.
Such a concept of bittul aseh.
What bittul aseh? He didn't do anything.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a sukkah, let's say. Is that a bittul aseh?
Yeah, well, he made a neder to ban his sukkah, and now he can't sit there. He was mavato and aseh, yeah. No, he was, but it was a consequence.
Right.
It wasn't a direct confrontation. Zavti gavar vayter. Ahu gavra, there was a person. The itzer haniyasa de al malay. He banned himself in anah from the world. No anah from anybody. An impossible netter, if you ask me. But the Gemara does not deal with it as an impossible netter. He will not accept any money from anybody. Or any pleasure from anybody. Enosim itza, the t'nai was, Rabbi Berger, I'm sorry for making you come here. I usually send it to you.
He's
not coming because he's the carpools and things, so he's stuck in the other neighborhood. Yeah.
Oh, he's somewhere far away now.
Enosim itza, if he marries a woman, kiloi tanina hilkosa, if I don't finish Shas. If I don't finish Shas, that's how some are trying to learn it. And if I marry before I finish Shas, I will be banned in all the pleasure of the world. So, Rod Begaba Vituvaya, the Rush learns it means he worked very hard on his job. Gaba Vituvaya are things that you gather produce in. But this is the Rush's shot. I don't know the literal translation of what tools they are, but the Rush says these are things that you use to gather produce. Could be learned like the Rush.
Stick in a purse.
What?
It's stick in his purse.
Okay, but that's not what the Rush says. Again, they're different Rishaitim. That's why I always say Rabbeinu Archko is very good on the Rush shot. And Veloy, I'm still a mystic. He didn't get it done. He couldn't get it done. There was a guy that was very depressed. He made a netter. The netter hadn't kicked in yet, but he couldn't finish off, and he can't get married. Because if he gets married, he becomes Asher Bana. And he's a man. There's no Hafaras Nadarim here. Asher Ravacha Baravuna. So Ravacha Baravuna came, B'shipshay. And he fooled him. He said, yeah, you don't worry about it. Just get married. It's okay. The netter is not a problem. He misled him. The intimate said he got him married. The netter kicked in. The sharky tina. And he went and he smeared his face with
dirt.
Now, the Rush learns that he made him get undressed. He smeared him with dirt that he shouldn't be exposed. But you can't have an off in the world, means you can't have an off in clothing. So therefore, you got to take your clothing off. The netter kicked in. But how can he stand there undressed? So he smeared him with mud that nobody should be able to see him. See his not theistic. That's how the Rush learned. Again, other Rishonim learn differently. And then, Asil Kama Rav Chisda. He brought him to Rav Chisda to be mat the netter. Is this inui nefesh? In a big way. Now, he didn't bring him to Rav Chisda before he married him off. He brought him to Rav Chisda after the netter was chal. Why didn't he bring him to Rav Chisda before the netter was chal?
Can't be mutter,
why?
What's in kick in?
So it's from Nasan and Rabbana. Meaning we're taking the same machloikas of Afara and we're passing it on to Hatara. Right? These are two different things. Who is smart to do this? The Gavra Rabbi, he figured it out. He's a big person. The Kesavar, he holds. He holds that the Machlokes has to do with Hataras Zarm too. And he was Machmer like Rav Nosson. So he had to get the netter to kick in. Now, if he went to the guy and said, by the way, get married to the netter, kick in, the guy won't do it. He doesn't want to be stuck with the netter. So he told him, don't worry about the netter. You just get married. He got married. He said, oh, by the way, you got to take your clothes off. You can't have a love in this world. And then he got him to be about the netter. He needed the netter to kick in. So he came up with this chachma. I can't get him to be mounted in netter now because it didn't kick in yet. I have to get it to kick in, but he won't go. He's not an idiot. He's not going to ask himself about no, no. He's not going to want to be undressed. So he fooled him. And he said, don't worry. And then he got did it. And he said, the netter just kicked in. You better go be mounted now.
It kicked in before he put the mud on.
No, well, it kicked in right before he put the mud on. He put the mud on according to the rush to preserve the guy's steer.
When he made the netter, he was wearing clothing, I assume.
Yeah, but the netter didn't kick in.
And then it kicked in.
Now it kicked in for a sec, for 10 minutes, so he gets to be moderate, correct.
Right. And he was... Why couldn't he be moderate while he was wearing clothing?
The netter wasn't there yet.
He was wearing clothing, he was enjoying the world.
Yeah, no, but there was always an enjoy the world, so he gets married.
Oh, I thought he can't get married...
That means when he gets married, the netter will kick in.
So is he married right now or not?
He married him off.
Right after the football.
After the Torah?
No. He went to the guy and said, get married. That will trigger the netter.
Okay, so...
But he didn't tell him that. He misled him. He said, you can get married and don't worry about the netter. Then the guy had the chuppah. Under the chuppah, he went and said, you got to get undressed right now because you're having an off in the world. And he took mud and poured it over him. And then he took him to be matzah netter. Couldn't do it before, the netter wasn't there yet.
See, forget about the mud. If he didn't have mud on him, would have made a difference?
The mud was to preserve his theus.
Why did he have him undressed?
Because he can't have enough in the clothing.
But he couldn't have enough in the
mud is not.
I mean, once he got married, then he couldn't have enough
right.
in the world.
But mud is not a hanah of the world.
No, mud is not a hanah of the world.
Not a normal hanah.
I don't think that's
in.
The problem here. I think the problem is Zakhtaraj, Ahmed Bey's Titzer Hanah the Al Malai, the third rush from the end of the page. Aser Atzmei B'chan Da'ashav Ha'ilam Amisi Yisra Kaidim Shilmer Halachas. He banned himself in all pleasures if he marries a woman before he learns Shas. The Avagavdi, I learned Shas. There's a Machlokes Rishayim what Halachas mean. The Avagavdi Yavshalay Lias Boy Hanah. It's impossible. I love having neder shav. That was just like you see. It's not a neder shav at this point. He doesn't have to make the get married. Doesn't have to get married. So he'll be fine. Rod begabe v'tovayv lematzul misnik kalim heim zaktarash shemachnisim ben peris. These are kalim that you bring in fruit, produce. He was busy making a living. By yasim b'mlachtiv and all the beyond them, but he didn't have a chance to learn. Aser avakam aravuna b'shipshei. Luckily, b'dvarim, he persuaded him with words. He tell you, and he misled him. She isa isha. But don't worry. So yes, about an asylum. Don't ask me how he could lie. I don't know. The summer of Acha, she ain't chokam ata shiocha neder. The kachut shuklat haitzai. She isa isha vajatiru lie. He paskin that he's allowed to lie for this to get this neder off. The guy has to get married. There's a mitzvah to do. Shar ketina zok to rush ki hivshid begadav. Pishin asa about an asylum. The tach ice of a tit, so he smeared him with mud for tznias. The ice of the kamid rev chizda shiata le nidrei. Man chacham lemid yomavet ki hamilsa shiteyu lisa isha kadei shiaser viatir loy. The ksavar to rabbanim and rabnasim pligi nami b'shaila. Rav Acha held that the machloikis has to do with atara as well. The ksavar Rav Acha grimnasim. And Rav Acha held like grimnasim.
Was this a tznai yef shalakayim that he couldn't learn? That he was growing the stick in his thing. Why didn't, instead of tricking him, why didn't he learn with him? So he now
he has to make a living. This is what happened. The guy was 25, and he tried to make a living, and he's now 32. I made up the age. And now he still hasn't gotten married because of the tanai. And the way it's going now, he'll be 82 and he won't have to be married.
You can't be mater tonight. There's no way to be mater.
There's nothing to be mater. Drop on and say you can.
I understand, but I was thinking even tonight is not really the netter. It should be easier to be mater. And, you know, as far I understand it.
That's where, had I known,
Right. Again, there is no neder to be matter.
You can't do a Pesach on the
tonight. That's the machloikas. Here we go again. Zog di Gemara. Rapapi amar machloikas b'afara. Rapapi says no. The machloikas is only b'afara. You have nothing suffer. Ein habal mefer elm kei chal haneder. That's where Rav Nathan says he can't be made for till the neder is chal. The chsev, the chafra havana, ubusha hakama. This is a simon. This is not a source. The pasuk is saying when Mashiach comes, the levana will be embarrassed and the sun will be embarrassed. I know that Artsko probably has two words for this, one for chafra and one for busha, but they both basically mean embarrassed, right? So we say that chafra havana. The hafara, we're dashing this as a simon, as a numanical aid. Hafara is only when it's already built. Havana, binyan. So therefore, it's a hint that the hafara can't be till you build it. Rabbanu Sarvi, Baal made from Makshava Sarumim. Their simon is, you can cancel a Makshava. In the Tanai stage, it's like a thought, it hasn't happened yet. Hashem cancels the thoughts of those who are smart, or think they're smart. It's a hint that you can be mefer. This has nothing to do with Hafarah Sedarim, but it's a hint. Remember that Hafarah can be done in a Machshava stage. That means before the Tanai's captain. I will be Shaila, Divri Akal, Ein Chachamatra, Klum, Dr. Papi, Elam Kein Chalaneder. Even the Rabbanan agree you can't be matrid. The Simla Yahu Dvarai. It's got to be words that kick in. There's no words yet. There's no words to be made that were chal. You can't remove. The halacha is don't break your word. You didn't break anything yet. There's nothing to break yet. Zakdarash. The Simla Chafra Abana Bucha Chama. Simla Baalmahim. Bedarish Chafra Chamay Vafara. Masa Yafir. Acha Shachal Habinyan. Because I mean, allow Chanai to kill Ubana Abama. And that goes like a building. But yes, Storm Garson, the time of the Rav Nassim should say, Behavior is Nidra Shaleha. The Mashma Yisra Shiachal Allah. Some say that we bring the source. Behavior is Nidra. It has to be a Nedra already. Siv made from Makshava Sarumim, Meshas Makshava Kaidim Shachal. From the time it's still like Makshava. Shadam Aleachal Tavarai. But some McLean, Kachala Yaisim Ibib Yasa. He can't cancel it. Others can cancel it. So this is the Machlaikas. The first Madiyama Rava said, Rav Acha figured out that he wanted to do like Rav Nassim, and therefore he did it. Rav Papi said no. Even according to the Rabbanan, he would have had to do it. This is Hatara. And Rabbanan agreed by Hatara. You can't remove it. So there's the Machlaikas Rava and Rav Papi. Rava held that this is only Rav Nassim, and Rav Papi said, Rav Bona would agree.
The way I was saying earlier was just opposite.
There's going to be a Mandi Abba that says the opposite, but we haven't gotten there yet. It's not, because there's not there anything to, there's nothing to break yet. Lema Messiah, the Chayram will bring a Raya to Rav Papi. Kainim Shaininanin Leplaini, Ulamisha Ashalalov. Okay, ready? The guy bans himself not to have an offer. This is a man. No women, no hafara. This is Hataras Nadarim. He bans himself from having an offer from Ruvain. And whoever I use to remove the netter from Ruvain, I ban myself from them. So that netter will kick in when he uses them to remove netter from Ruvain. Right? He says, I ban myself having a Ruvain from Ruvain. And I'm going to go to three people and I might be martyred. I'll be banned from them. That means the netter hasn't kicked in yet. That netter will kick in on the Tanai that he uses them for part of the Dharm. Right? There can be, there's 100 people here. He can use any three. But we'll find out who he banned himself from when he uses those three. Rabbi Cohen would ask, it's Breira. It's one of his favorite questions. Why isn't it Breira to figure out who who's going to be used? I don't know. I don't know the answer to the question. Yes?
And Rabbi Yossi has nothing to do with it.
That's by Hafara. Yes. Hafara, Beinoy LeBeinoy, Inui Nefesh, all good between husband and wife. This is a guy himself, a man. Nobody has control over his Nadarim except himself. And he can't do anything about it unless he goes to a Bedin. And he said, I'll ban myself from those who I used to be matir neder. If it would be a woman and a husband, but it's not. It's a man by himself.
So the hafara is a hanam.
There's no hafara.
I mean,
hatara says no. It doesn't kick in until after the hatara.
The word she doesn't say in. It's
right. Then that will kick in when I ask that. But I'm not trained. I'll become us in them.
Where do you see that? Where do you, I don't understand. What was
the word she said? Let's take a look at the Rosh. Ulamisha asked all of Hachokam Nidri. The Rosh is talking about a Chokam Yochid Mumcha. Eya Mudim Imenu. I'll be awesome from him when he's matter me the netter. It's not awesome until he's matter to me. He hasn't been matter to me yet. Why is he awesome?
So what's the problem? I'm not understanding the case.
Well, we haven't finished the case. You know, when we start a case and we haven't finished it, there's no problem yet. So Zog the Mishnah, Zog the Braisa, Nishal Al Arishan, he removes the first one. Now he's ushered the second one. And now he has to get a third one to be matter, who's not included in any netter, to remove the second one.
And if he doesn't, then the ritual netter is...
No. He never ushered himself till they're matter the netter. True, but if he doesn't, then he never was Eshel. Eshel means who's matter netter. It doesn't mean who I ask.
I understand, matter netter.
So now, if it's not mutter, your first one, that means he never is also in the second one.
So I'm saying that at the moment that he's asking for the Shiloh...
That hasn't been matter yet. Shiloh doesn't mean asking. Shiloh means they removed it.
So I say, so when they're matter...
At that moment, it kicks in. After their matter. But till then, they weren't matter.
What are they coming to?
The netter to Reuven. Let's say it's Yachid Mumcha. He goes to Chaim Kanievsky and he says, I made a netter asking Reuven Vana. Can you remove it for me? Chaim Kanievsky says, Mutulak, Mutulak, Mutulak. He becomes Asher Vana. Because that man made a netter. Whoever removes the netter from Reuven, I'll be Asher Nizana.
But the original Atara, because he's Matar, it's only after it happened.
Exactly, as I was trying to tell you.
Not that Torah doesn't work because it's not like the Hanah of the Hanah.
There's nothing wrong with the Hanah of that Torah. The netter didn't kick in till after he's matter. Because till he's matter, he's not Lamisha Shalolov.
Going to be
netter
from Reuven.
And he can't be netter from Shimon unless he removes the netter now.
And once he goes to a second person too.
So that wasn't included in the netter.
That makes the world is fine now.
The world's fine. They live happily ever after. But if you tell me that according to the Rabbana, I can remove a netter before it's chal. So why does it say first and second? Let him do whatever one he wants first. He can remove the netter that has it tonight before he removes the netter that didn't have it tonight. Zog to Gemara, what kind of raya is this? Me, Yadi, Hai, Kami, Hai, Basra? Who says who's Rishon or who's Sheni? It says remove one and then remove the second. Who's the first and who's the second? We assumed the first means the first netter and the second, maybe not. It means remove one and then remove two. Whatever one and two are, whatever order you want to do it.
No, but the Shiloh to be matir.
But if you hold like Rabbana and you hold like Rabba, you don't have to have it Michal before you matter it. According to the Rabbana.
The
potential. Dr. Rush. This I'll recite now on Nas Flaini. Nas Nasib by Nas Chacham Yisholov. Mashma, I have a Kaidim Shinishal reason before he removes the first one. But Mahani Shailai did Nadar Chacham. It won't work. Zog to Gemar Miyadai Kama by Basra. How do you know who's the first? Tana also lishmin on the Seatar Sarach. All the Tana is trying to tell me that you have to remove two. But Yishal Ha'isamem Shir Tzavi Yerishin. Make whoever you want first. What did the Machil Mitzchit Rav Nassani? Because the Mishani B'Samach. There's another answer you're going to give. There's Rice's Rav Nassan talking, who holds you can't do Etnai. But we thought it was Atara, and it's not Rav Nassan, and first and second means in order. Who says? Zakti Gemara will bring it out of the Raya. Lema Messiah, and this is clearer. Kainim Shayin Nanel Aplaini. The person says, I will not have Anor from Reuven. And Harani Nazir L'Cheshel Olof. And then the person says, if I remove that netter, I'm becoming a Nazir. So this has nothing to do with a second person. This is the guy himself banned himself from Reuven, and if I ever remove it, I'll be a Nazir. So the halach is Nishal al Nidroi first, v'yachikach Nishal al Nidroi. Why? If you hold that you can do it, but tonight, be boy, I'm a Nishal al Vishlecha al Nidroi, he boy al Nidroi Nishal Bereisha, be boy al Nidroi Nishal Bereisha. Why can't he do in any order he wants? And here you can't answer me, which we don't know which is first and which is second. It says clearly, first Nader, then Nazir. According to Rava, according to the Rabbanan, do Nazir first. You can do it when it's still a Tzai. So I'm talking about Rav Nassan. This might be Rav Nassan. Rava agrees that according to Rav Nassan, that you have to wait till it's Chal. So it's not a right or a papi who said that even the Rabbanan agree. Who says? It's Rav Nassan. Not against him, why?
Because it says they both agree.
Again, Rav Nassani. Maybe it's Rav Nassan. We don't know it's Rav Nassan.
Right.
Might be Rav Nassan.
Again,
I lose you. This is talking about Atara. We never had a Mishnah about Atara. We had a Mishnah about Asmara. There was a Machloikis on Meroyim, whether the Machloikis extends to Atara. Rav said yes. And Rabbi said, no. This Brisa says the Drabbanan agreed by Atara. If it's going like Drabbanan. But if it's going like Rav Nassan, it proves nothing. It doesn't slug up, because maybe it's going like Drabbanan. It doesn't prove it right, because maybe it's going like Rav Nassan. Everybody goes and agrees according to Rav Nassan, it has to kick in.
Yeah.
Dr. Rush. Nisha Nidra Bakak Nisha Nisra Bakak Dafka come out Nidra Tchila. Here, Bakak Dafka comes from the Epsilon, the Shonas, here is Hachiyako. So the Gemara answers, it's from Nassan. And therefore, you can't prove that. Rapapi is right and Rav is wrong. Zog to Gemara Vait. Amar Ravina, Amar Li Mermaimar. Hachi Amar Avich. Mermaimar told me that Avich, Nishmei the Rav, Ravina's father, I don't know who he was, said, in the name of Rav. I'm sorry, Mishmei Rav Papi. Different than we quoted Rav Papi before. This is a second version of Rav Papi. Machloikas ba'afara. Avo b'shayla divrei akol mefer, like Baruch Mesha. That the other way, the exact opposite. The first version of Rav Papi was, by Atara everybody is maskim and it has to be chal. The second version is that by Atar everybody's maskim, it doesn't have to be chal. The Ava Pish Lechal Aneder, the Ksiv LeYachol Dvarai. LeYachol Dvarai is going, even on the Tanai, even on a condition that's good enough. The Memra, to tell us, so Avi Bei Maisa, the Neder hasn't kicked in yet. It's still in speech stage. Nothing has happened yet. That's how we're darshaning it according to this Lashon of Rapapi. That the exact opposite of the first Lashon Rav Papi. First Lashon Rav Papi said everybody agrees by Atara, it has to kick in. The second Lashon is saying everybody agrees by Atara, even Rav Nassan agrees that it doesn't have to kick in because the Torah said Dvaroi even before it became actualized.
Any of his words.
Zok to Gemara, is there a rush? No rush. Zok to Gemara, whatever was a Raya before turns into a Kasha now. Because we had a brisa, right? Mesrei. Kaidim Shani Nani Laplainu Lamisha Eshalalov. Nishal Misha Bakach Nishalal Shani. The same way we wanted to prove Rapapi right, now we're proving Rapapi wrong. We're understanding.
Lememra
to the Yahoo Devore tells me, the Lehabi Bei Maisa hasn't actualized yet. That's the continuation of the Amid Aleph. Yahu Dvarai, even before it actualizes. Zakti Gemara Mesvei. Kainim Shani Nani Laplaini Lamisha Nishalalov. a person bans himself from having an offer from a person and whoever he removes it, Nishal or Rishabak Nishal Shani. Now we're saying now that everybody agrees you can remove it tonight. By Hatara. According to the second version of Rabbi, you should be able to do anybody you want first. Why does it say Rishon and then Shani? What we used as a proof to Rabbi the first way is now a question on Rabbi the second way. Zog to Gemara. Am I? Ibaya high nishabarechi. Even according to Reb Nassan. Because we're saying now Reb Nassan agrees by Hatara. Zog to Gemara. Miyad high rishabai Shani. The same answer we gave before. Doesn't say which one to do first. So you can't prove anything. Meisre. Kaidim Shani Nana. Vahireni Nazir L'chashol Olav. So it says Nishal al Nidrai first, Be'akach Nishal al Nidrai. Now you can't answer what you answered before Reb Nassan he, because your Rabbi said Reb Nassan agrees. So why am I? He bought down Nidrai Nishal Bereshi, he bought down Nidrai Nishal Bereshi. Slugs up the second Lashon. We see that at least Reb Nassan holds that it has to be Chal. We don't know about Rabbana. So my point is Rabban Rabbi. But Rabbi's second version, that even Reb Nassan agrees, we flung it up. It says here clearly a brisa that you got to remove the first one first and the second one second. Okay, everybody have a wonderful Shabbos and a wonderful day. In Mirch Hashem, sometime on Tuesday, we should be finishing the Masechta. But I think there'll be time to start Nazir. So for the Rabbeinu Art School people, see, the people that have the Dar Mazur Sanctus together, it's not a problem. They'll just move a few blocks there in Mazur Beis Hamidrash. But the people who go with Rabbeinu Art School should, on Tuesday, bring in the Nazir. Because I don't think it'll take us two complete days to finish the Perek, so the Masechta. So I think on Tuesday, we'll be able to already start the...
Are we going to use the Rashi? The Rashi is not in the Rashi there.
What?
And Nazir. Rashi is not, they say it's also merge or something.
Are
we
going to
use the Rush? I bring my magnifying glass?
Yeah, we're going to use the Rush. Nazir, Emerge Hashem, which I hope to finish sometime in January, the Rush to give Kayach and life and whatever is necessary. Nazir is 65 block, but it moves like the Dharam, basically. Not at the beginning, but then afterwards. You will be using the Rush again. In Yeshivas, they don't learn it. But when they do learn it, they learn Taisus. But Taisus offers like four pshatim before he gets to his maskana. And if you take a look at Taisus, they're rather big. So instead of doing that, like we didn't do Ran in the Dharam, we won't do Taisus and Nazir, and we'll do the Rush. I remember when Dirshu did it, they had told you which part of which Taisus you have to do. But they only wanted you to do the pshat Taisus and not the kashas and the terutzim. So they had a whole list. Do this taisis up to here, do taisis from here. It became extremely complicated. So it's a lot easier to stick to the Rush. And in Mirch Hashem, the Rush helped us through Nedarim, he'll help us through Nazir also. I haven't done the Rush in Nazir ever, so I can't tell you. I'm sure that Rabbi Cohn doesn't want to go without Rabbi Osman.